Like, actually, I have none. I don't have any expectations. I'm just here to have fun and, you know, connect with people and just, you know, give people a show and just enjoy myself. I don't think like, okay, so now I have to do this because then that will happen and then this will happen. Like, I don't really, I'm just trying to, you know, take day by day as it comes. Especially when I'm on tour, because it's kind of exhausting to be on tour. I mean, imagine you standing in front of like, people every night. Like, it is exhausting, but I love it, of course, in a period of time. Of course, not all the time. But I want to connect with people and also just spread my music and make, you know, spread awareness of what's happening in our world through my music.
You have come from to the rap scene from this kind of like an underdog position, not just because you're a female, but you're also an immigrant with like Lithuanian and Syrian roots. Yeah. And then you're an openly lesbian feminist. Yeah. And how has it been claiming your spot in this very, you know, masculine and maybe a bit macho hip hop culture?
I mean, it's hard and it's still hard, like, but I think I earned my respect, and I think just hip hop as a genre is really it's a competitive genre. Everybody wants to be the best, and you know, it's so jokes on them that a female lesbian immigrant rapper is the best rapper in Sweden. Like, jokes on the haters. It's just fun. Like, I want to represent people who are like me, and you know, we're not being represented in media, or if we are, we're represented as like feminists who hates men and, you know, all that bullshit that's just so degrading. So I'm happy to be like someone that people actually can look up to and like, look, she made it and she's really cool, and actually people, and I make like music that people can connect to. I mean, people do show me respect that they didn't show me before I was, you know, like a rock star or whatever you can call it. I did fight for it, and that's why I'm here too. Like, I'm kind of the, how do you say, I want to write that down. Like, this is what I had to do to get here. It's not easy. It wasn't easy. It probably won't be easy the next 20 years. But after that, something might happen.
Was it clear to you from the start that you wanted to, you know, make music that has meaning, like in comparison to, you know, party because, music?
Yeah, but I think, I mean, my music you can party to. Like, for me, that's also meaningful. You know, if I can't dance, it's not my revolution. It's meaningful to have fun. It's meaningful, all these things, you know, we need it. Can't be, like, super serious all the time, you know. Like, that would fuck us up, I think. But, I mean, I want to represent every part of the struggle. I want to, you know, just want to paint my experiences through music. Radio Tutka.
For young people, and why not older too, it's very important to have those kind of people like you that you can look up to, and you can see that they're doing well, and you think that, okay, it's okay to be what you are. So do you see yourself as a role model?
Like, I never viewed myself as a role model, but people started to treat me as one because, you know, they could relate, and I actually said something, I actually made a difference. Like, the more publicity I got, I never stopped talking about what actually meant something to me. I didn't conform, I never conformed, and I probably never will. Everything I do is like what I want to do. If I want to do this, then I'm going to do this. If I want to do, but I'm not going to be quiet about it, or, you know, I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm not going to speak about politics because this might upset these people or these people. I don't give a shit about that. I just speak my mind. So I think people, you know, really longed for someone who did that, because a lot of people are frustrated in Sweden because of, you know, the political situation. I mean, it doesn't change my behavior. I mean, I'm featured on a song called Gultänder, which is like golden teeth, and I'm rapping about gold and money and shit. Like, I can do that, whatever. Like, I'm not gonna people might view that as like, oh, she's greedy and now she wants money or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is a capitalistic society. I'm not going to hide from, you know, there are a lot of sides of me as well. So I'm not going to, you know, conform to what people, to people's expectations as well. This is a very, this has been very important to me to realize that I'm like, okay, now people like me, but is it because of me or because of, you know, my political views? So therefore, I made some songs that were really just you know, fuck shit up, and people still liked that, liked me. But yeah, it was. I received a Grammy for Artist of the Year this year, which was crazy. Of course, I'm really. But the thing is, like, I don't let that define me. Like, if I hadn't won, whatever, I'd still be here and I'd still do the same thing. Like, it's a super cool thing to win prizes. I've won some really heavy prizes, like, you know, Best Live Artist of the Year, like the Lyricist of the Year, and Artist of the Year. Like, this is huge to me, of course, but I don't focus. I don't think like, okay, so next Grammy is in February, I have to win something, otherwise my album Naturkraft is not worth anything. No, I don't put my value as an artist in prices. I don't.
Yeah, but it's nice to have them, I guess.
Super nice to have them. Super nice. Yeah, of course.
Your latest single came out on the 21st of October, and it was featuring the Swedish, should I say, legend Håkan Hellström.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did you end up collaborating with him?
We actually met at his concert, and he actually gave me a shout out at his concert in Ullevi. So then we met afterwards, and I'm like, wow, thank you for the shout out. I'm a big fan, and you know, he's like, yeah, I'm a big fan. And then we just talked, and well, then, you know, he texted me and like, choose which song you wanna remix, and that's it.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah.